Idioms and proverbs. In this lesson, we're going to learn about some different figures of speech and expressions in the English language. A figure of speech is when we use words creatively in a way that is a little different from what the words mean normally. Phrases like idioms and proverbs are used in a non-literal sense to add rhetorical force to the spoken or written language. Let's learn about idioms and proverbs. Proverbs. A proverb, or an adage, is an expression that gives advice and has some truth to it. These are sayings that have been passed down. All cultures and languages have proverbs. Let's look at some examples in the English language. A stitch in time saves nine. This proverb, or adage, means that taking action at the first sign of trouble will save you time in the long run. This proverb relates to sewing. If you see the start of a rip or tear in something, adding a stitch while the rip or tear is small will save more work in the future. Don't judge a book by its cover. This proverb or adage means that you should not judge someone or something by the outside appearance. If you read it literally, it means that you cannot figure out how good a book might be by looking only at its cover. But the lesson or truth of the words is that people cannot be judged by outward appearance either. Where there's smoke, there's fire. This proverb or adage means that if something looks wrong or suspicious, there probably is something wrong. Remember that the terms proverb, adage, or saying mean the same thing, and that these expressions typically try to teach a lesson or a truth. When you see an adage or proverb, again, try to figure out the lesson or truth from the words. Now, let's look at idioms. An idiom is a phrase or an expression that means something different from the words that make it up. Usually, you cannot figure out what the phrase means from knowing the individual words. Let's look at some examples of idioms in the English language. It's raining cats and dogs. This phrase really has nothing to do with cats or dogs. It means that it's raining very hard. When she won the race, Laura was over the moon. This phrase has nothing to do with the moon. It means that Laura was really happy. Mark and Chris got off on the wrong foot because Mark knocked over Chris's books. This phrase has nothing to do with feet. It means that something begins with a mistake or starts badly. Many of the idioms that we use come from the writings of famous authors. Here is an example. At one fell swoop comes from the Shakespeare play Macbeth. This idiom means all at once or at one time. Notice how it is used in this sentence. Jana decided to get her homework done at one fell swoop. Other idioms come from customs that no longer exist, but the phrases have survived. Here is an example. Face the music comes from a custom in the British Army. When someone was being court-martialed or removed from the army, drums would play. This idiom means that it is time to accept consequences or punishment. Notice how it is used in this sentence. Mark knew it was time to face the music when his mom found all of his dirty socks he had hidden under his bed. One thing to remember about idioms. You cannot change the words in the idiom, or it will no longer make sense. For example, you can't say, face the band, instead of, face the music. Also, you can't say, it's raining pigs and sheep, instead of, it's raining cats and dogs. These phrases do not mean the same thing as idioms. Remember that an idiom has a meaning of its own, separate from the words in it. Decoding idioms. An idiom may have a meaning that is different from the words that make it up, but remember, the purpose is not to trick or puzzle you. Native English speakers often know what these phrases mean. Sometimes, the best way to figure out the meaning of an idiom is to use a dictionary or online reference source. If your parents are native English speakers, you can also ask them to help you. Let's see what you have learned in this lesson.